So you're listening to Ian Dale at Drive. Chuka Amuna is with me, Labour's Shadow Business Secretary and Labour MP for Streatham. He's here to take your calls right up until 8 o'clock, 0345 6060 973. Before we get to the calls, though, I want to know, have you been enjoying the UKIP Calypso, Chuka?
I haven't. I heard a small clip of it and read some of the text. I don't generally enjoy a lot of the things that UKIP do, funnily enough.
Well, well, we have a question on this from Alaya in Uxbridge. Hello, Alaya.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to ask, I mean, I know the song's a bit distasteful, but do you think it's racist? So I wanted to know.
I think it is distasteful.
Well, before we go on, we should explain to people who haven't heard of this. This is the former Radio 1 disc jockey, Mike Reed, who is a UKIP supporter. He's written this sort of little funny little... Well, I say funny little song. It's sort of vaguely amusing. But he's done it in a sort of West Indian accent, which has caused, shall we say, some comment.
It has. A lot of people have said that they think it's racist. I don't know whether his intention was to be racist. The problem that UKIP have got, you see, here... is that they're asking people to give them the benefit of the doubt when a stream of UKIP candidates and supporters have come out with the most offensive and racist things over the months. And in those circumstances, few people will be prepared to give them the benefit of the doubt. But to be honest, Aaliyah, I don't know if you've seen today, yeah. Or I think it was yesterday, they've just had this Polish far-right MEP join their group in the European Parliament. And this gentleman, Robert Iwaszkiewicz...
Yeah, it's very difficult to pronounce, isn't it? I should give up.
Iwaszkiewicz is somebody who has joked about men hitting their wives.
Right.
And he is part of a far-right party, the Polish Congress of the New Right, which is led by somebody who is famed for racial, you know, using casual racism in what he says... in questioning whether the Holocaust happened. Now, I tell you, you know, Aaliyah, what really worries me about this is that there's not more of a row about these things that we see coming out of UKIP. It's almost as if people price this in to what they do.
Well,
and they are now, arguably, one of the main parties in our country. And I think a lot of this stuff, it is vile. It's absolutely vile. And it is not in keeping with our British values of respect, tolerance and fair play, which are what make our country great, in my view.
Let me play devil's advocate here a second, because if he had done this in a French accent, nobody would have cared. If he'd done it in a German accent, there wouldn't have been much comment. Why shouldn't he do it in a West Indian accent? Just because he's white?
No, I don't think that's really... Like I said, I don't know whether his intention was racist or not.
Well, I know, Mike Reed, I can tell you, it really wasn't.
And I'm not saying that if people, perform songs with a particular accent that illustrates that they are prejudiced towards the people who have those accents. But of course, with these things, it's often a bit blurred, isn't it? And I think that they are asking us to give them the benefit of the doubt when, you know, like I said, they've just had this MEP joining their group.
Well, we'll come on to
an
that
MEP from
in
a party led by a guy who clearly is a racist.
Why are you so concerned by this?
Well, not that I'm concerned. I mean, I saw it and thought it was a bit funny, but I wasn't really impressed with the entire thing because, I mean, it just seems kind of like they're trying to make out that they're not racist or make out that they don't have any kind of racial prejudice. And I'm sure the DJ isn't racist, but with so much kind of racism coming from members of the UKIP as well as the supporters, it's quite worrying where... A party which a lot of people think is racist and is gaining a lot of support, now kind of releasing a kind of song thingy.
Well, and they want to get it to number one, I think.
Yeah, and it's obviously going to pour money into UKIP as well. Don't know how much, but that's what they say. You know, if you buy it, it'll go at 20p, I think.
That's the thing, Aaliyah, though. I think it's very, very worrying indeed. And, of course, I mean, UKIP based their offer around immigration. I want a fair and firm immigration policy. People have concerns about immigration that, of course, should be addressed. But I don't think we should allow people to use that to set up different groups in society against each other and sow the seeds of division. And that is what UKIP do at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's just have a quick word about this MEP, because we all know that in the European Parliament you do have to make alliances with people that possibly you'd rather not sometimes. All of the different groupings, including the group that Labour is in, has got one or two sort of fairly unsavoury characters in, the Tory group too. However...